The virus is harmless to humans.
It's called viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS for short. It's a devastating disease to fish and fisheries.
That's Donna Gilson with the State Department of Agriculture, who says the ban affects the state's 300 fish farmers, bait shops, and government agencies such as DNR that swap fish for sporting purposes.
Fish farmers are telling us that they can lose tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars by the end of this year alone.
But Friday night fish fries are not in jeopardy.
There have been some questions about whether restaurants or grocery stores would be able to get fish. That's not an issue. It's just live fish that are a problem.
Live fish such as rainbow trout, walleye, or largemouth bass. Gilson says there's a meeting of ag officials and fish industry representatives in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, where Wisconsin will try to argue its way out of the ban.
We deal with fish farming as a veterinary issue, as an animal health issue, like we do with all other livestock farms in Wisconsin. So we have really strict rules on importing fish, on moving fish, health requirements, testing requirements.
The ban is likely to stay in place until the USDA can get a handle on the VHS virus. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.